Fisher's focus is the elementary math and language arts curriculum adopted last year to align with Common Core state standards. Amy Woodward has a son at Bartram Springs Elementary. She says she's up all night trying to help him with his math homework, and it doesn't help that the lessons don't come from a textbook.
And my husband and I are trying to figure out how to help him, and we have no textbooks, so we're finally, you know, going on Google, finding things to help him because we don't have anything that can, you know, was being sent home to help him.
It was a common complaint from parents Thursday night. Math problems require kids to show their work in specific ways, or the answer is counted wrong. Without a book, parents don't have any examples. Fisher says he, having a kindergartner in Duval Schools himself, knows their frustration. He says 50% of instructional materials must be electronic learning under state law, but parents and teachers want books.
As a school board member here, I know my constituents better than anyone in Tallahassee or in D.C. And the same thing with the teachers, right? The teachers know the students better than anyone downtown.
Fisher is running for a state house seat. He had district staff present what he considers curriculum improvements happening next year, including a new phonics program, reading printouts in color, and more flexibility for high-performing teachers. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.